So we can now go back to item 11.1, public submissions on the draft annual business plan. And given it's on page 24, given that we have had zero members of the public come forward, I presume that we still are noting the feedback from written submissions, so that motion is still valid, isn't it, despite there not being anyone at this particular public meeting?
Yeah.
Okay. So, straightforward. Councillor Crossland?
Moved as printed.
Thank you. And that's seconded, Councillor Taylor. Anything else? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Okay, read unanimously. Thank you. And now we can move forward to Galleon Theatre Agreement, page 234. Oh, I beg your pardon. People have been waiting for this all night. The Open Space Framework Midlife Review, page 183 or 4. So, there's been a lot of discussion about it already. Councillor Luscombe's leaving the room, conflict of interest, as previously noted. Only had one query from staff. There's been a lot of discussion about the gully reserve and reduction of items after community feedback. And I would like to just check how that has been taken into account in the framework, please.
Thank you. Staff worked with the ward members through the ward briefing. On page 186, there were some amendment to the wording within the Southern Hills Gully Road Reserve. That includes the amended wording being open space upgrades with final facilities subject to community consultation. So it's not been any funding increase as part of this project. The original funds that were in the open space plan for Stage 2 Gully Road Reserve remain the same. The funding that was reduced based on the grant funding for the cycle walking path has not been seen, and that reduction will be seen through the engineering department budget.
I see. Councillor Crossland.
Can I just ask a question of staff, if I may? Because this keeps coming up where we go out on a consultation, we have a limited budget, but the items we go out into consultation for are completely above the budget amount. And then I had it with something before where we really need to make a big deal about we've only got a certain amount, this is what each individual thing costs. And based on community feedback, the winners will get the most, the majority of votes for each individual item. And I know in open space playgrounds development in the Southern Ward, we've had that and we've stuck to it, but more and more we seem to be going completely out of the original budget. Is there a reason for that?
Through the chair, when we go out to community consultation, our internal landscape architects cost the concept designs that we go out. We don't go out above and beyond what's costed within the long-term financial plan or individual cost centres for those budgets. We work with the community and we make it very clear if we're giving them an option, it could be a basket swing versus a standard swing type and not both. So the options that are offered are or, not both, so we stick within those budgets. We haven't increased budgets within the open space plan. The only way to do that is to come back to council through a resolution through yourselves.
Yes, go on.
So just as a follow-up, that's really what I'm sort of getting at, is we are repeatedly getting these requests for additional funding, where what I would hope we could do is go out to consultation with a 20% contingency, not in the original plan, and then you've already got that percentage to move into if you do go over budget, rather than come back to council, which is what other staff do with other projects.
So, Mr. Harrison, or would you like to pass?
Through the chair, I accept we have come back to council, I think, on two occasions where we found the marketplace had significantly increased the cost of delivering a project through high inflationary pressures, supply and demand chains, and I can think of two in the last 6 months which were considered by council and supported so we could maintain the service degree level. I think this picture is saying, though, that in all occasions, the endorsed amounts of money which you have endorsed are the limitations and the envelopes of money that we go out and consult with, and we deliver within that envelope of money. We don't allow a rising of expectations, I think you may be suggesting, by giving a catalogue of options, and then we've got to curtail the expectations. I don't understand that's our methodology that we adopt, and I think I'm hearing that strongly, that we are very clear on the limitations of the catalogue of items which can be considered based on the individual envelope of money for each project. I think that's the way we do adopt the methodology.
Look, Mr. Harrison, I'm happy with that, and I don't expect to see another list of items going way above the budget. Thank you.
Very well. Would someone like to move on the motion, unless there are any other questions? Councillor Crossland.
Happy to move as printed. Thank you.
Seconded, Councillor Telfer. If there are no one speaking against, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? It's carried unanimously. Thank you. Somebody might want to alert Councillor Luscombe. Now on page 233, we do have the Galleon Theatre agreement for consideration. Councillor Valescu?
Happy to move, but I'm happy to wait if there's any questions beforehand.
No, I'll let you speak to it. If people have any questions, they can put up their hand. Thank you.
I'm happy to move as is. It's a long-standing arrangement after the venue that this facility had was removed. They had quite a busy show on Friday night, and I think Deputy Mayor Crossland was there opening a gallery exhibition, which was much appreciated. Just be good to see them continue on.
Seconded, Councillor Crossland.
Yeah, look, I've spoken to staff, and this is actually good value. And I recommend that we continue with the funding.
Now, not showing any bias as patron of the group, but the show that they've just concluded was certainly one of the best that they've put on over decades, probably. It was really first class script, acting, set design, direction. You name it, and the technical support. It was really very good. So that's very promising. I should have put the vote first. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. Very well. We have already dealt with Gallery M, so we're going to Community Renewables Program, page 242. Now, this is one. There may be questions, but certainly there are different options there for us. We must decide if we are going to make progress, how we are going to go about sourcing the person who would the company who would assist as a partner, essentially. Councillor Luscombe?
We've had lots of discussions about this. I'm happy to move point one and point two, option A. And the reason being, I don't know if you want me to talk about that now or just go about moving.
Well, yes, get right into it, sure.
Yeah, so I think what we've seen through all our discussions and through the papers tonight is that, Mitchum have done a great job. They've done a great amount of work in terms of their own procurement processes. They assessed a whole range of applicants and chose Shine Hub for the reason that they can do solar batteries and VPP, which, as far as we know, no other providers can do. We know that councils who have opted to go back and look at the City of Mitcham's recommended companies again and do their own process, they end up with Shine Hub anyway. And the council, I think Burnside, who have opted to start from scratch with their procurement process, it's going to take quite a number of months to actually get to the point where they choose someone again. Industry people say it's probably going to be Shine Hub again. So I think in order to save ourselves a lot of work and so that our community can benefit from the program more quickly would be the reason why I would opt just to go with Shine Hub. And I do note that it is subject to our own procurement and legal review of the City of Mitcham's due diligence procurement and assessment process. So we still do have a City of Marion project process, I mean, underlying this motion, which will assess the City of Mitcham's due diligence. Thank you.
Thank you. Before I go to a seconder, can I just ask our procurement manager, Mr. Dunnicliffe, if there are any concerns from a governance point of view from picking one company out of the market?
Through the chair, there's no issue with that. Our procurement policy allows us to adopt collaborative contracts, and our administration procedures in this part also talk to that and the method for doing so. Part of the review would be obviously to ascertain from Mitcham that the competitive process was undertaken from them in a fair and equitable manner, complying with Section 49 of the LG Act. Once those things have been ticked off, then for all intents and purposes, we would be compliant with all the acts we need to.
Thank you. And it was 2 years ago that City of Mitcham went through that process?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, looking for a seconder or any questions? Councillor Valescu.
I just had a question. Now that we've chosen it, if I'm looking at actually potentially benefiting from this in a few years, should I remove myself?
I would say not, because the benefits are available to a substantial class of the city's residents, and therefore we're all in it potentially. Well, those of us who have a property in the city, which pretty well all of us, I think.
Yeah.
So there's by virtue of simply being a resident who might be able, or a property owner who might be able to benefit from the scheme, that's not enough to create a conflict of interest. Or rather, if it is, there is an exemption in the legislation so that we don't all have to leave the room. Yeah. Is it then seconded? Councillor Crossland?
Thank you. Happy to second. And just to confirm, it's 1, 2A and 3 and 4.
Oh, yes.
That's correct.
Yeah. Look, yeah, this has been sort of something we've hoped to do in a long time. I remember once when we did a risk profile, council were happy to lead in some cases, but certainly wanted to be fast followers for a great idea. This is a great idea. We've got the opportunity to be a fast follower using the time and effort by the City of Mitcham, which we're grateful for. So I think in these circumstances, it would be worth going straight with Shine Hub. And regarding 3 and 4, of note for me in particular is that the 1 FTE staff cost will be recouped by council pretty much very quickly, and then we'll pay for them ongoing out of the savings that council can make. So I recommend it on those basis.
Very well. Is anyone speaking against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. I'll just take the opportunity to express my objection in principle to going to one provider out of the market, given that the market would have changed over the last 2 years. But we move on. Page 262, review of the schedule of delegations. This is one of those... I'll be honest, I haven't read every single one, but it's one of those necessary things which means that administration can make a whole range of decisions rather than the elected members. Now, Councillor Telfer, question?
I so move. What a busy person the CEO and his staff are.
Well, that's why he has an office manager. So is that seconded? Councillor Pryor? Any discussion? No, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. That is carried unanimously. Thank you. And so on to, we have three reports for noting. I'll just say, does anyone want to pull out Marion Cricket Club separately? If Councillor Valescu?
Just had a question, I guess, what happens now?
Well, a question can be asked as part of the whole thing. I did request that this item be deferred to the next agenda. However, staff have wanted to present it tonight. So I'm happy for those reports to be noted, to be moved on block if you wish. Councillor Telford so moves. Councillor Hoffman seconds that. And now is the opportunity to ask questions on any three of those matters, Marion Cricket Club training nets, the council and chief executive KPIs, work health and safety report. Councillor Valescu.
Yes, it's a shame we can't micromanage all those items, but that's fine. I just wanted to know what's next in this process for the training nets if their funding was not successful?
Well, as it stands, they have a patch of grass where they would like to build nets. It is also the site which Marion Tennis Club have said is their preferred site for relocation, if they must relocate. And to that extent, the issue is up in the air. So the location is, at the moment, a question. And the funding, of course, is a question because there is currently no funding for the project. Their application, if you recall, although it was part of a grant scheme where $500,000 was the maximum, and we had Cove Soccer successful in that round almost to the full extent, Marion Cricket Club was looking for $230,000. And and they weren't successful in that particular round. So their options are either to keep applying in the future, to possibly try and get some money from Club Marion, which from time to time helps out some of the sports on that precinct, or to come to council if we are in the business of funding things like cricket nets. The issue of location probably needs to be resolved first. And there will be discussions with Marion Tennis Club about what works, what doesn't work for them coming up soon. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, just more on that, because I guess they've been waiting a while and they've been patient and they've sort of pushed back a lot of their ambitions for the club. So I guess the sooner we can provide some sort of commitment to them or their options, the better. And I guess having that awareness of the history and how long we've been waiting and waiting patiently and respectfully, I think that's something we need to be keeping in mind.
Well, yes, the comparison is interesting. It's a matter for council. But, you know, we've had other clubs and organisations where we've said, you know, we'll go 50% funding, you go and try and get a grant for the rest. And when they've been unsuccessful, we've actually come to the party and helped out to make sure that they could. So why we're not doing that for the cricket club is a matter for this group. Now, that was a question. It's been moved and seconded. Councillor Telfer has moved the motion, but given that we've moved them on block, if there is a question, Councillor Telfer, do you want to proceed with that?
No.
Offline? Yes. Offline is a wonderful place. Any other questions or comments? Then I'll move those three motions on. Sorry, I will put those three motions to a vote. All those in favour, raise your hand. Carried unanimously. Thank you. So that brings us to the final motion, which is from Councillor Telfer. Go ahead.
I'll move the suggested wording from staff because at the time I wrote my motion, I didn't have that information. So I think that just tidies up the work that we had done on the business plan and the 20,000. At the time, we were unsure why 20,000 versus 10,000. And then we found out it had been budgeted for anyway. And now we know it's coming back to council. So I move.
Thank you. I do have a question before asking for a seconder, and that is whether we have had any feedback at this stage from Reconciliation Australia as to whether they approve our plan.
So through the chair, we have followed this up just last week, and we still haven't received a response from them yet.
Okay. Seconding, Councillor Luscombe.
Yeah, thank you. Through the chair, I'm happy to second this motion. I think it is important that we do have some budget attached to the Reconciliation Action Plan, which has been passed with no budget. So we really do need some money attached to that. This motion enables this to happen. Thank you.
Anyone against? Then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. That is carried. No, all those against? It is carried by a majority. Thank you, everyone, for good discussion, lots of good decisions, and some difficult ones, and I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.